As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Joining us right now, does a great job covering the Knicks. You see him on SNY on Sports Night. He's got his show to put back as well. And that, of course, is Ian Begley. Ian, how are you?
Joe, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good right now, but I got to tell you right now, I've been saying this, Ian, this has now become a situation where the Knicks have to win this series now. The dynamic has changed completely, and I think the pressure's on them. They got to win the series now. This could go one of two ways, Ian. This could be one of the great playoff wins in the history of the franchise, or this could turn out to be one of the most brutal losses in the playoffs in the history of the franchise. And I think they need to win today. I think today is almost a must-win game, believe it or not. You don't want to see the Celtics get back in this series.
Joe, I agree with you. And it sounds crazy on its face. Knicks up 2-0.
Yep.
Winning both games on the road, you think it's house money at this point. But I don't think that's the case, because you don't want to give the Celtics life. You have a chance to put them in a chokehold today, go up 3-0, and essentially, take the series out. And so if you give them life, if they get comfortable in the Garden, the next one's in the Garden, they've had success here, and you could see it turn the other way. So I agree with you. It sounds strange to be up 2-0 and say game three is the most important game of the series, but I see it that way too. Boston is out of sorts, looked out of sorts, but if they can find a rhythm, you know how dangerous they are. So I do see it that way too. This is a very important game for this series and this next season.
No question about it. And, it's interesting too, because we've talked about it endlessly, Ian. They have not played a great game yet, the Knicks. I mean, let's be honest, we forget. Both games, they were down 20 points in the second half to Boston and, came back. The mental toughness of this team has really showed itself, not only in this series, but in the Pistons series as well. I mean, they are really showing themselves as very, very mentally tough, this Knicks team.
And it's impressed me, Joe, because honestly, I questioned it during the regular season.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just, my opinion. It was just talking to people who wouldn't know about the situation. People were wondering about the toughness. The label soft was thrown around a little bit, but this is not that group. This group is very battle tested at the moment, thanks to those tough moments in the Detroit series and everything you saw this week in Boston. And you credit the players certainly for staying together in these tough moments. And I think Tom Thibodeau, just based on talking to people the last couple of days, Tom Thibodeau, in the conversations he's having in these huddles, maybe it's X's and O's. I'm sure it's some of that, but it's also, hey, stick together. We've been here. Stick together. So the coach, I think, is also playing an important role here and delivering an important message as these guys are trying to battle back in these tough spots.
And for a guy that's been criticized, really endlessly for, overplaying his guys, overplaying the starters with too many minutes and all of that. Here you are now. They're into, what is this? They're a ninth playoff game that they're playing now. And they're one of the healthiest teams in the NBA right now. Ian.
And I think you're seeing them handle the late fourth quarter minutes, the late quarter minutes. I want to say they're fresher, but they're just better equipped to handle it. And it just seems to me like you look at a Cleveland team where Donovan Mitchell was talking about how he was tired the other night after one of their losses to Indiana. And that's a team that they weren't playing, you know, heavy minutes during the regular season. So look, I don't want to make any broad statements right now because you're still in the middle of the playoffs. But at the moment, it seems like this Knicks team has benefited from those heavy minutes during the regular season because they are better prepared and their bodies are better prepared to execute late in these tough games.
And, you know, look, I am the king of conspiracy theories, Ian. And I'm telling you right now, the league wants the Celtics to win. I mean, I'm sorry. And we saw the officiating in the first two games. I mean, how many times have I seen Karl Anthony Towns go to the basket and get just hammered? And they don't call nothing. I keep mentioning that slam dunk that Ananobi had over Derek White that they called a charge on. I don't know what you thought of that. But, I mean, you know, come on. I mean, yeah, so I'm worried about how this game is going to be officiated today. What do you think?
You know, I think there's something to be said to the Celtics kind of getting a better whistle than the Knicks at home. I think it's fair to say that. Maybe not over the entire course of a game, but I think especially early on in that game too, the Celtics were getting a better whistle. So, you know, I think that the most important thing, at least from Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks' perspective, is however you're going to call it, keep it consistent. I'm not sure that it was consistent first half of game two. Mm-hmm. But yeah, let's see how it transpires. I think that from a league perspective, I mean, look, if they're going to, I don't think they're putting their finger on the scale at all, but if they were going to, wouldn't you want the Knicks in the finals? I mean, I think that would be a pretty big ratings driver, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, and I'll tell you why I completely disagree with that, okay? Because the Knicks were in the abyss for 20 years. No
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nobody cared that they stunk. Nobody cared. They won the Ewing lottery in 1985, right? And I think it was rigged. I'll be the first to say that. But ever since then, Ian, and you notice, every lottery they've been in, they can't even move up a slot. Not even one time. How many different lotteries have they been in? You know, you see these teams that are like, you know, they barely make it into the lottery and they wind up winning it. The Knicks never even come close. Nobody outside of Amari Stoudemire and Carmelo Anthony, nobody wanted to come here and play. LeBron didn't want to play. He had too much pressure. This guy on the Celtics now, Porzingis, I can't stand the guy. He couldn't wait to get the hell out of New York because he couldn't take the pressure. I couldn't disagree more. The league wants the Lakers to always be good. Okay, let's be real. Okay, the Lakers have gotten every great player there ever was in the history of the NBA, from Wilt Chamberlain now to Luka Doncic. They want to see them be good. Let's be real. And the same thing with Boston. The Knicks, they could care less. The Knicks, as long as the celebrity row and all the fraud Knicks fans are sitting courtside, they're okay. You know what I'm saying, Ian?
Joe, my only follow-up to that is, can you just name on the air, please, one or two Fraud Nick fans? Because I'm sure you got a list.
You know what? I'm going to be nice about it. You know, when I see like these, when I see like these big-time actresses showing up sitting courtside, you know, please, give me a break. Like, they're like big Nick. Oh, look who's here. Oh, wow. Give me a break. Stop. The only guy, and fun. I'm not a big fan of this guy, okay? I don't love this guy by any stretch. But I will say, Spike Lee, okay? And I think he's, you know, he gets, you know, he makes sure he's seen. But Spike Lee is a big-time Knick fan. I'll give him that. And he's got me aggravated over the years. He got a little too chummy with Michael Jordan. You know, the whole choke thing with Reggie Miller, you know, all of that. You know, it's about Spike. But I do give Spike credit for, he is a legitimate Knick fan. I do give him that.
Is he a legit St. John's fan?
I don't think he's a legit fan of any. Look, I tell you right now, when I see Spike showing up at Met games like he's Mr. Met when he's a Yankee fan, or when I see him wearing a Joe Namath jersey, you know, Spike, give me a break, okay? But as far as the Knicks are concerned, I give him that, no doubt about it.
All right,
I'll be nice.
That's fair.
All right, I mean, I you know, okay, but that's really seriously, that's all they cared about. Oh, we got the Garden. Oh, we loaded with oil. Oh, it's sold out. Well, but we want to go to the Garden so we could stick it to the Knicks. So I disagree 100%. They could care less about the Knicks ever being good, because if they did, they wouldn't have allowed 20 years of being the worst franchise in sports. Let's be real.
Look, Joe, you got to get Adam Silver on for that one. I don't know if I'm equipped for that entire.
Well, I even go back to the other guy, the late David Stearns, who I had no love for him. He screwed the Knicks in 97 with the Patrick Ewing thing when Ewing came a half an inch off the bench and he suspended him because he wanted to make sure that the Bulls got to the NBA Finals that year, knowing that there's no way the Miami Heat were ever beating them. Now, maybe the Knicks wouldn't have beat them either, but you know what I mean. Don't get me started. You know how I am. Ian, please.
I love it. I can do this for an hour.
I'm fired up today, bro. I'm fired up. I'm waiting a long time for a game like we have today. You know what I mean?
It's a huge game. It's a huge game. And I want to say this, because you brought up Porzingis, and he's not right. I mean, whether he plays or he doesn't play, he is not right. And that is a huge element in this series. And look, people are going to laugh at this, but Sam Hauser with the ankle injury, that matters too. He's an important player for them. And so to have those two guys at way less than 100%, you know, you're asking Al Horford, who is a great player, but you're asking him to do a lot with Porzingis less than 100%. You're asking Luke Kornet to do a lot.
Right.
And so Porzingis really is an important piece for their offense in particular. So for him to be where he is physically, you know, that really hurts the Celtics and Hauser as well. And so, yes, we've seen the Celtics really play poorly and blow these leads, but there are things under the hood there where you look at it and you say, this is not the same Celtics team that, you know, basically rolled through the regular season because of their injuries.
And let me say, I know you got to run, and let me say this too. This Celtic team, this is not Bill Russell and John Havlicek. This is not Larry Bird and Kevin McHale. This is not Dave Cowens and JoJo White. This is not even Garnett and Pierce, okay? Let's be real. You know, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they're nice players. I know they won a championship last year. Good for them. They are not in the category of those guys I just mentioned. So I want to make sure we get that out there.
You know, Joe, too, you talk about the Knicks and against this team. Like, I think defensively, this benefits them. The playoff style benefits the Knicks defensively. They've played defense at a level that you haven't seen them play in the regular season often at all. And I think, you know, the whistle, the way the games are officiated, the way things slow down, the way you can use your hands, I think it benefits people like OG Anunoby and Mitchell Robinson. And I think this Knicks defense, what you're seeing, this success, it's a big part of it. And part of it is because of the style of play in the postseason. I think that's where New York has benefited, maybe not from the whistle, but just from the style of play in the playoffs.
Yeah, before I let you go, did they win the series? How do you feel now about this? Did they win? Because I think they got it. This has a chance to be one of the worst playoff losses ever if they don't win now. What did they win the series in your mind or no?
Oh, man, it's a tough call. It's a tough call.
Right.
If you forced me to put a lot of money down on a bet, I probably would still go Boston in seven.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's a really tough call, given everything involved. But if you force me to make a bet, I'd probably still bet Boston in seven. What do you think?
Win today. Today's the game.
That's it.
If they win today, they're going to win the series. No doubt in my mind.
I agree with you. And then you look ahead and look, Cleveland, Indiana, that series looks like it's going to go six games at least. And then so the Knicks, there's a pathway here to the NBA Finals. It's not unrealistic to say it. You can see the through line here. And today, to me, is a huge game for them in terms of their ability to get there or their ability to allow the Celtics to come back in this thing.
Well, I'm not going there. I want to win today. I can't even begin to think about anything beyond today with this Knicks team. So, you know, 1973 is a long time ago, Ian. You weren't even a glimmer in 1973. You know what I mean? So,
look, Joe, I'm happy for you. I'm happy for the longtime Knicks fan. I hope you guys are enjoying the run. But, yeah, this is a monster game today.
Monster game. Ian, I love you. You know we do. You do a great job. Love watching you on SNY and all of that. So we'll talk. Let's hopefully we got a lot more games to talk about going forward. All right. Let's hope.
Look forward to it, my friend. Always great to be with you.
Ian Begley does a tremendous job covering the Knicks.